A special police unit consisting of a police sergeant and three uniformed officers was assigned 7 months ago to what was dubbed Operation Badge in the area known as the X in Springfield's Forest Park neighborhood. Police officials at the time dubbed the mixed commercial residential area a perennial crime hotspot. Michael Vallad, who works at a video game store in the X and also lives in the neighborhood, says he has noticed a difference.
I'd say in the last couple months, yes, from what I can tell. Because we in this area, it's a bad area. We get a lot of crap around here. I mean, we've been robbed. We've had things happen. The last year has been a lot nicer.
The police assigned to the badge unit, which stands for Business and Domicile Geographic Enforcement, patrol on foot and bicycles in an area that covers just a few city blocks. They visit with business owners and attend the regular meetings of neighborhood civic associations. Vallad says as a result of the police officers becoming involved with the community, people in the neighborhood have become more trusting of the police and more willing to share information.
I mean, people still seem a little skittish at times, wondering if something's actually going to work out to their benefit or not, but I'd say most people seem a little bit more comfortable than they used to be.
Springfield police released data recently that purports to show a drop in the neighborhood's crime rate. The badge unit has been responsible for more than 200 arrests and have conducted more than 200 field interviews, according to Sergeant John Delaney, the executive aide to the Springfield Police Commissioner.
They've had a lot of contact with gangs in the area. They've seized 5 firearms. Numerous gang members have been arrested, and they put pressure on them to leave the area. Trafficking rate of illegal narcotics was seized.
The unit is also focused on so-called quality of life concerns.
When they go to these Forest Park Civic Association meetings, the officers in the badge unit, one of the major complaints is noise and speeding and motor vehicle violations. So they gave over 1,000 motor vehicle violations and 98 criminal complaints due to speeding, noise, and things of that nature. So it's pretty successful. These guys that are working in there are very hardworking officers.
In announcing the formation of the special unit earlier this year, Springfield Police Commissioner William Fitchett said it differed from the temporary show of force, which was the traditional police response to a troubled area.
We do intelligence-led policing, in which we use human intelligence along with statistical data and crime analysis and put that together. And when we use all our technology, it really comes down to the human element and having dedicated officers working with dedicated citizens that gets the job done.
Ralph Fiore, who owns a carpet and flooring store in the X, said he hopes the improvements in the neighborhood will be permanent.
Overall, I really feel that the police department is doing a good job and they're definitely making progress. It's not going to be something that can be changed overnight. It's a slow go. And progress is definitely, absolutely, positively happening in the area.
The badge unit is modeled after a similar initiative in another part of Springfield, the North End. It began 2 years ago as a joint operation of the Springfield Police and Massachusetts State Police, centered on just an 8-block area with a high crime rate. Officials credit the program for a 68% overall reduction in crime in the neighborhood. A Springfield police official said the program would be introduced in more high-crime neighborhoods as the police department budget and staffing levels permit. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.